It's New Music Friday. Your home for the best music of the 80s, 90s, and today.
Distorted View Radio.
I woke up one morning, couldn't believe what I saw. It was a queen storm.
2009, coming up on the program today, Pissing in Old Faithful, plus One Yearbook staff picks its choice for a student most likely to remain a fat ass, and the legend of old Forkface. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yep, Tim Henson with you, ending the week with the Big Friday program. Thank you so much for checking out Distorted View Daily. Got a great show. At the top of the program, I've talked about how fucking ricoculous the local news is here. 75% of what they do in the morning nowhere near resembles the news at all. Today, for instance, you can vote on which hairstyle you want to give one of the reporters. I'm serious! He's getting a haircut, and throughout the week, they've been plugging this thing. Anyways, it's not just Ohio that seems to have a problem with the news. Here's a clip from NBC's morning show in Chicago.
So you're probably familiar with the five-second rule, saying if food hits the ground, you have 5 seconds to pick it up and eat it before it becomes contaminated. But what if you don't know how long something's been lying around?
You don't eat it!
That's when it's time to play NBC5's new game show sensation, Should We Eat It?
This, again, I just have to mention, this is the news!
Walking to work overnight, our friend and producer found this carton of Ben and Jerry's fish food at the corner of Grand and Rush. It was literally just rolling around. It's a factory. It's factory sealed. You can see, and it's so cold you can see the condensation. Don't. He threw it in the freezer here at the NBC Tower. So our question to you, Chicago: should we eat it? Email us at soundoff@nbcchicago.com.
Well, of course, the listener or the viewers are going to want you to eat it.
Would you eat it?
They want you to get sick. That's entertainment.
So, Ryder, you're touching it, so you'll eat it, right?
Well, I don't really like fish food. It's chocolate ice cream with gooey marshmallow, caramel swirls, and fudge fish. If it had nuts, absolutely. Only one question. I want to know, he says it wasn't defrosted, but it feels really soft.
No, it's been in the freezer.
Yeah, well, he put it in the freezer after he found it. So I just want to know, has it been defrosted? Because you shouldn't eat anything, you know.
It was cold to the touch as he picked it up at Russian
Grand.
The
seal is definitely on it. I see that. So I would absolutely eat it if it had not been defrosted.
Of course you would. You complete fucktard, you.
You know, your mom taught you that if food's defrosted, you don't refreeze it.
This is so true. I feel bad for whoever got home.
Did your mom ever teach you, if you find food lying in the street, don't eat it?
Home and looked in their backpack or something, was all hungry.
We have it. Come get it.
And we're likely going to eat it. So help us out, Chicago. Let us know, and Zoraida's going to eat it.
Are you going to eat it?
No, you will. You will.
I will?
Yeah. Somebody will.
All right.
Okay. Sounds good. So there you go. Just another example of news not being featured in a newscast. Got a clip here of a whiny teenager. Apparently he's on his webcam crying, sulking about his shitty life when his parents interrupt him. Again, he's a blubbering moron. Oh, you can sort of hear his father coming in.
Scott, kill it. Go offline. Scott.
What?
Go offline. Go offline.
Who is on the phone?
Nobody's on the phone.
He was on his channel.
Then the mother gets involved here.
Who is on the phone?
Nobody's on the phone.
He was on his channel and he's having his...
Scott.
God
like,
damn.
Turn off his computer tonight.
Cut yourself off, this, Scott. You're not...
Scotty, that's just stupid.
You're like, being stupid now. Now you're going and showing, putting yourself up there with someone to laugh at. God damn, where are your brains, boy? Having a meltdown online? Where
online?
Are your goddamn brains?
You were online?
Yes, he was on his frickin' channel, whining and crying and acting like a three-year-old to the entire world. Where are your goddamn brains?
Like I said, you don't understand.
No, you don't understand. You're making an ass of yourself for all eternity.
For all eternity.
You're making an ass of yourself for all eternity.
That's exactly what my parents say about me all the time. All right, guess who I have a new audio clip from? That's right, new music from Tonetta!
Didn't want a gun, but I got one. Had my mind set on a woman. Believe me, guys, I didn't know when I stuck it through that glory hole.
All right, I have to stop you right there, Tonetta. If you listen to the lyrics, he says, look, I wanted a girl. I didn't realize I would be getting a guy. You're sticking your dick through a glory hole in the men's room. I mean, what do you think's going to happen? The story's flawed, that's all I'm saying.
Better than a woman, I have to admit. But must I to admit I'm gay? With a dick in his mouth and me loving it. Guys, what can I say? It's a glory, glory day. It's a glory, glory day.
I wonder if I pay him, like give him a $25 or $50 commission, if Tonetta would do a whole song about Distorted View. I think we could get a great theme song out of him. If I just say, hey, Tonetta, look. Here's what my show includes. Queefs, cum farts, you know, and rattle it off. And, you know, have some things that I would like included in the song if he would, you know, record it for me. I've tried talking to Tonetta on YouTube before. He doesn't seem very interested in having a dialogue.
Yeah. Oh, lips of a man just sucked and sucked till he blew it up. I started bleeding clear down his throat. Ooh, that glory hole. Better than a woman, I have to admit. But must I to admit I'm gay. With my dick in his mouth and loving it. Guys, what can I say? It's a glory,
glory day. All right, there you go. Some new music from Tonetta. Oh, speaking of returning friends, the new Fat Man is back, and he's in a chatty mood.
I found some problem with YouTube. I'm getting an error message about JavaScript wasn't working, this and that. And
I love his voice.
I finally found a fix.
I found the JavaScript fix. My YouTube account was
post it up.
Well, there he is, lighting up his cigarette.
Hey, I get these wife beaters, you know. Pull them down a little bit.
Yeah, he's wearing a wife beater today. It's not covering much.
They pull down. You can see the belly button spot right there.
The noises he makes. Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, please fuck me.
I'm still getting people telling me I'm too fat. One guy said I make him want to puke. Well, why'd he look?
This is like the most we've ever heard from the fat man.
That's a fat right there. That little double fat. See that? That's fat. This part is fat.
Yes, he's got double fat going.
Yeah.
Oh, that poor chair. It's crying.
A lot of guys in my neighborhood, they wear a wife beater and they just pull it up when it's hot, you know? Keep the belly cool. That's a hot look. A little bit ghetto, but...
So we are learning a lot about the fat man. I've often wondered if he is gay, and I think we pretty much determined that he is. He thinks the look of wearing a wife beater raised up over your stomach is hot.
Feels better.
A little ghetto, but hot.
Too, you know. See, that's the fat. See that line right there? That's the fat.
All right, there you go, some new fat man. And finally, before we get into the news, you know, at the top of the show, we played Queef Storm. Gotta say thanks to Tristan for emailing me and giving me the gift of Douchebag Explosion. Tristan wrote in, "I hereby endow you with perhaps one of the greatest distorted bands ever. I met them at my band's gig, and one of their members, a certain Joey Lobster Balls..." He says that as if we should know his name or something. Apparently gave Tristan the CD of 46 tracks full of great numbers like Ass to Mouth.
Ass to Mouth. Ass to Mouth. Ass to Mouth. Ass to Mouth.
Are those the only lyrics to the song? Let me fast forward just a bit here.
Ass to Mouth.
Yeah, I think so. I love these guys. Fuck Tonetta. These guys need to record a Distorted View theme song for me. This might actually be the Distorted View theme song. I don't know. Let's listen to a couple more tracks here. This one is called 35 Pounds of Dildos.
35 pounds of dildos. 20 minutes to go. 35 pounds of dildos.
That's pretty hardcore when you buy your dildos by the pound.
The shipment just came in. 6 pounds made of dolphin skin. 35 pounds of dildos. 20 minutes to go. I got 35 pounds of dildos. 20 minutes to go.
Alright, there you go. That's 35 pounds of dildos. And finally, here's a song called I'm Going to Stretch Your Ass.
I'm gonna stretch your ass. Some say I got no class. I know I didn't ask. But I'm gonna stretch your ass. Your ass is real round. Gonna hide in that mound. And when you leave this town, you won't be able to sit down.
I'm gonna stretch,
I'm gonna stretch your ass.
All right, there you go. I wish I had a link to these guys. If anyone knows if this band has a website, please email me. And thank you very much, Tristan, More importantly, thank you very much, douchebag explosion. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Yeah, for Sideshow members, I've got a video cast for you today, a bonus episode for you tomorrow, and of course, next week will be all Sideshow exclusive programs, so if you're not a member, you're going to be getting best of shows. So it's really a great time to sign up. It's only $5 a month or $50 for the entire year. Superfreaksideshow.com. It is our member site. Help support the program. Sign up right now. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First one comes from Dallas. A woman is accused of slashing her boyfriend with a fork. Why, you ask? Because he took too long to answer the door. Tasha Jones, 26, was arrested Sunday on an accusation of aggravated assault with a weapon. A fork being that weapon. She was being held at a Mansfield jail this morning in lieu of $20,000 bail. Fort Worth officers responded to the home and found 20-year-old William Lee King with cuts on his right hand and his back. According to a police report, King told investigators he'd been sleeping inside the apartment when he heard Jones banging on the door outside. When he opened the door, he said Jones was angry and screaming at him. He said Jones then pushed him in the chest and began slashing him with a silver object he thought was a knife. King said he ran outside and two neighbors called 911. Jones then came out of the apartment with a with a wine bottle and threatened to hit him with it. She so stupid. She then went back inside and locked the door. When police arrived, Jones told officers she was mad because she'd been knocking on the apartment door for about 30 minutes. According to the police report, Jones said she yelled and pushed King but never used a knife on him. How do you explain the cuts to his back, then? She said she didn't threaten to hit King with the bottle. King told investigators that he saw Jones throw a silver object by the washer and dryer. The investigator found a silver fork in the area, and King thought that was the weapon used on it. Well, it would be pretty simple to determine if the fork was used. First of all, does the fork have blood on it? And second of all, does your back have not one, but four parallel scratch marks on it? If so, it was probably the fork. Wow, I'm like one of those CSI guys. King said he and Jones have been living together for about 2 months, according to the police report. I have a feeling he'll be moving out real soon. Second story we have for you today. Now, I've never been to Yellowstone, but if I do ever get the chance to go, I would probably think about pissing an Old Faithful. I mean, I can't be the first tourist to think about doing that, right? Well, apparently, some workers have been fired for doing just that. Two seasonal Yellowstone National Park concession workers have been fired after a live webcam caught them urinating into the Old Faithful geyser. And apparently that's illegal. Park spokesman Al Nash says a 23-year-old man on Tuesday was fined $750 and placed on 3 years of unsupervised probation for urinated, being off-trail in a restricted area, and taking items from the area. The man also was banned from Yellowstone for 2 years. It's all right, I'll go piss on Mount Rushmore then. I don't need fucking Yellowstone. I'll go stick my dick in the Liberty Bell. How do you like that? I should take Distorted View on a tour of America and just deface every national landmark we have. Oh, the things I would do to the Washington Monument.
I'm gonna stretch your ass!
All right, so you're not supposed to piss an Old Faithful. Who knew, right? The second employee's case is currently pending. The park's dispatch center was called after someone watching a webcam on the geyser saw six employees leaving the trail and walking on Old Faithful on May 4th. The geyser was not erupting at the time. Parks and Resorts General Manager Jim McCaleb says the former concession worker were hired at the Old Faithful Inn, and such incidents were rare. How about giving the Statue of Liberty a facial? Is that rare? This is gonna happen on Distorted View's Tour of America. Alright, be the Statue of Bukkake when I get done with her. Alright, final story we have for you today. This one comes from Phoenix, Arizona. A young girl didn't go to school on Wednesday. Why, you ask? She says she was too humiliated. Fond memories of high school. In fact, she doesn't ever want to go back to school again. And she says she doesn't want to leave her room. I just feel like sitting in my room and crying, said... Said freshman Marie Gray. I don't feel like doing anything today. Funny. Marie has spent the last 2 days crying. Her high school yearbook came out, and beneath her signature for the class of 2012 is the word fat, followed by an explicit three-letter word, ass. It says fat ass, and it was appropriate. Her mother, Ray Knowlton, admits, I was just like, there's no way, and I looked at it, and there it was. I wouldn't wish that on any child at all. Marie texted her mom from class with pictures of the embarrassing words. Knowlton explains, I zoomed in on my phone and I was like, what is this? And then I saw it and I was like, oh no. Very eloquently spoken. There was also a derogatory word about another boy's sexuality. Jesus Christ, I think the entire yearbook staff must be distorted few listeners. Kyle Morrison, careless fairy. Can only imagine what was on the special education class page. It just says in giant 72-point font, unsavory. It's covering up all of their big foreheaded faces. I need a copy of this yearbook. So yeah, there was also a derogatory word about another boy's sexuality. Back. The yearbook teacher sent an apology letter with the class's signatures, calling the act immature. The class started marking out the words after they had already handed it out to hundreds of students. For Marie, the damage is already done. I hope this bitch is on suicide watch. She says, I just don't want to go back to school. The mother says the yearbook staff apologized for printing the words, but blames the publishing company for overlooking. What the fuck does the publishing company have to do? They just published the book. There's a reason why there is a teacher assigned to watch over the yearbook club or whatever. It's because of shit like this. Students are vicious assholes. Anyways, they're asking students to bring their yearbooks back, and they're putting stickers on the derogatory words. So, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, checking in with my freaky deekies today.
Hey, Tim, it's Sideshow member Traxonomist, and I just heard that you're going to tear down the old Sideshow site and put up a new one. And now you should play football here. I can't believe
we're sound just like that guy.
Hey, Tim. I just kept on watching that.
He used to play football on the old Sideshow site. He's very sad.
Hey, Tim. I just kept on watching that. Oh, this is Sideshow number Dead Bunny, by the way. I just got done watching that video you did for FizzledOut.com. And,
yeah.
Here's a suggestion for you. Number one on the top of my list is... avoid having a giant fuck hypno portal behind your head while
is that too distracting for you?
It is horribly distracting, and I could do nothing but watch that.
It's mesmerizing, wasn't it?
Two, try some backlighting. Usually works with maybe like an open light bulb behind the camera because your face is really, really
pretty.
Blends in with the background, and you kind of look like a child molester. Try wearing a hat, too. This is coming from a graduate BFA in media studies and experimental video, so you can take my word for it.
All right, so I need to put a light bulb where behind the camera?
Talking about
behind
but
me.
But anyways, I still love the show, and seriously, if you're doing a video podcast, I would think that would just be fucking fantastic.
As soon as I figure out what the hell I'm doing, apparently I don't know anything about. Videotaping shit, but yeah.
I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please.
Yeah, sure, okay. It's May.
It's Christmas Eve, and these shoes are just her size.
I would sing along with you, but you're doing such a good job.
Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much.
Could be worse. It could be the Jay Giles Band. Hello. This is a 6-minute voicemail, really? Let me fast forward. Maybe he's trying to capture something for us. Hold on. Is it a retard? I can't make it out.
Hey, Timmy, it's Andy, your self-appointed favorite listener again. I was calling
Why
in...
Why did I name you my favorite listener again? I don't remember.
Hey,
oops.
Hey, Timmy, it's Andy, your self-appointed favorite listener again. I was calling in to, like, alleviate some of your fears...
Fears?
...about getting a job after Distorted View. Now, you may think that this is, like, horrible, but I really believe... that if you drop down like a company and that you tell them that you had like a show which supported your life for more than like 1 year,
yeah,
like even longer than that, and not even like people don't even have to pay for this, but people choose to pay for it. I think that if you really show them that,
I know if things ever take a turn for the worse, that's the first thing that's going to happen. Let me tell you, the free side will be over with, and then I'll just make everyone pay. That might get some, you know, might support me for a little while.
Like a prime condition for like a CEO, mainly because you're like a dumb fuck and like you don't really know anything, and most CEOs don't really know jack shit. And I mean, come on, dude, like that's pretty fucking impressive. I'm pretty sure that a company will pick you right up if like they know.
Yeah, well,
that you're like a pain.
Yeah, I thought that too back in 2000, and we all saw that worked out. Or 2002. When was it when I did the thing for XM and then for Sirius? And well, I'm here. Although I think things kind of turned out better. I'm not working for anyone. No one's telling me what to do.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here.
Of course, you know, if things tank, I would love to work for one of those great companies.
Hey,
it's the same company now, isn't it?
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here. Hey,
again, he makes it onto the show.
Show, but, you know, you played that Epstein's PSA the other day, the heavy metal band.
Yes.
Said it would... something that they should have recorded in, like, 1987. Well, I graduated high school in 1987. I'll have
that was during the height of, you know, heavy metal mania.
Oh, and, oh, fuck. I am a balding 40-year-old Guns N' Roses fan.
I wasn't talking about you. Present company excluded, of course.
And I don't like to make out with my dog. It's disgusting.
Well... excuse me.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. Oh, you know what? Someone emailed me something kind of interesting, and I thought I'd read it. This is really for Cheryl Murkowski. David wrote in, "You know you're a freak when just woke up, had a dream that Cheryl Murkowski made me some homemade watermelon popsicles."
That's crazy!
No. "As a housewarming gift. I've been listening to the show for way too long." There you go. That was kind of funny. What did Cheryl Murkowski look like in your dreams?
Hey, Tim, get him Seed Day from getimseedday.com.
Hey, yeah, this guy, you know, it's really interesting what he's doing. First of all, I visit a lot of the Gawker websites, you know, like Gizmodo and Kotaku, because I'm a complete nerd, and I always see his name in the comments. But now he's changed his name. To Tim Henson Queers Me. So if you do a Google search for Tim Henson Queers Me, hundreds of sites come up, and they're all from this dude leaving comments on Gawker.
Hey, Tim, get him Seed Day from getimseedday.com. Hey, did you know Wing had Down syndrome, sang opera, and was on an episode of Fizzled Out?
I did not know that.
Timothy Gage, you Henson. I got two things for you. Rob from Nashville, by the way.
Hey.
I just listened to the 14th show. Dude talked about jerking off and air coming out of his dick.
Right.
I don't know why I didn't think of this earlier when you talked about queefing out of your dick hole, but a few months ago, my dad had back surgery, and apparently he had gotten his catheter out and went to go piss for the first time and apparently farted a couple times out of his dick hole.
Get out, really?
I wasn't there.
It was a dick queef storm.
I just heard the storm.
Did he say I wasn't there? You mean you weren't in the same room when your dad was taking a piss for the first time after taking the catheter out of his cock hole? I don't know why you missed that.
I wasn't there. I just heard the story, but It's a little too fucked up to make up.
The legend of the queefing dick.
So I'm hoping it actually happens.
The story will be told for ages to come.
Another thing, a Twitter account you might be interested in, my buddy, has a Twitter. The name is I Just Pooped, all one word. And basically, he has a Twitter program on his iPhone. And when he has a BM, he takes a picture of it, uploads it. And
it.
I think recently he's going to start rating it on the Bristol Stool chart.
That's a good idea.
So you might want to check that out if you're really into BMs.
Someone needs to come up with an iPhone app that'll let you do all of that very easily. Like, you just press 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It'll automatically send a tweet and let everyone know what type of Bristol Stool chart shit you took. Any iPhone developers out there, get working on that. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show, guys. Thank you so much for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. Want you to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website, of course. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it no good?
Where are your goddamn brains?
Look for us a podcast alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. If you want more DV, I've got a video cast for you today. Bonus episode for you tomorrow. Otherwise, we're not going to see you next week because I'll be doing all sideshow exclusive programs. I'll probably do some introductions to the best of shows. So in one way or another, I will see you back on Monday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Please support the United Negro College Fund.